Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, let's talk some Gopher football and basketball with Andy Greer from the Pioneer Press. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Before we get to both of those situations and programs, yeah, I do want to ask you just in general, Andy, because I was ranting about it the prior segment and then the opening hour yesterday. I didn't know that there was going to be this much damn crying in college football. About, I don't want to go to a bowl, or I know that Notre Dame is frustrated that they were left out of the college football playoff. I totally get that, but my goodness, man, this is just, I think it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing for Notre Dame that they went to the degree that they have went to in terms of all the complaining. And I know it's not easy to look at all these other teams, but the bottom line is between Notre Dame and then K-State's not going to go to a bowl game. Iowa State's an 8-4 team. They're not going to go to a bowl. Like, what do you make of that part of the landscape of college football?
I think that Notre Dame, it threw such a terrible tantrum. They stomped their feet. They told their mom it wasn't fair. They took their ball and they went home, and they forgot they lost two games to start the year. When we expanded the college football playoff to 12 teams, the premise was, okay, we'll eliminate those bubble teams that feel like they're, you know, on the outside looking in and they were wronged in some way. Well, this is the 13th team, essentially, and they feel wronged by it. Well, I'm sorry. Join a conference. Don't lose your first two games. They're the ones that deserve the lion's share of the blame when it comes to this. I don't really care so much about Iowa State and K-State not going to a bowl game. Those two programs are going through entire coaching overhauls. They just lost their head coach. Their new coach is coming in. The staff's different. The transfer portal is going on. Their teams are in upheaval. And then there's a whole bunch of teams that were under 500 that got bowl bids because of those two teams. And those teams that kind of shut everything down. I'm sure they turned in their equipment. Their players were gone. Their staffs were being overturned. So I don't really care so much about those other teams. I think the entire blame should lie on Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't like any of it, though. Because the Notre Dame thing, that's one thing. But, like, because I've had cousins that played, you know, in the SEC at the University of Arkansas. And I like, the whole, like, the entire bowl environment to me is super cool. Just being able to go and get the free trip and get a game and get some footage in there to see if you can get on the NFL roster for those that are, you know, maybe worked their way up from being a walk-on into actually playing and just all that. Like, I love everything about that.
Yeah,
and just, like, like when you kick off a year, you know that there are bowls. And there are certain people that at the end of the year, when they know that they are not eligible to go to a bowl that they want to go to and they have to go to a lower tier bowl, then all of a sudden they don't want to go bowling. I think that's just a bunch of crap, man. And Notre Dame, they should be, like you said, they should be embarrassed. Like this is now the ACC is looking like, dude, what are you guys talking about when you know damn well Miami beats you? And then the Big 12's commissioner comes out today and calls out Notre Dame's athletic director, Pete Bavakwa, his criticism, calling it egregious of him crushing the ACC. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the teams that they played, their wins weren't any good, really. I mean, they beat USC, which is an above-average team. I think they beat Pitt, which is above-average. But they got a bunch of bad wins, like Purdue, Arkansas, Stanford, Boise State. I mean, they were okay, but it's just like, I think they should join a conference. If they really want to be included in this big picture-wise, they need to join a conference. And yeah. I think everything is kind of percolating under the surface about what does this mean for a super conference? You know, is Michigan upset with the Big Ten's, you know, equity deal? Do they join forces with Notre Dame and do they go on in the Super League? Or does Notre Dame, you know, go back channel to the Big Ten or the SEC and try to get in with those conferences? So I think everything is kind of bubbling under the surface about where this thing finally ends up. And is there a 40-team, 30-team Super League that just kind of runs the sport? But I agree when you talk about the players that are caught in the wind here, right? You got players at Arkansas, like you mentioned, or Iowa State or K-State that want to play football just one last time, right? Want to do it with their boys. Like, yeah. The college football season is such an absolute grind. And once you get to this point, you don't have class. You get to go to a warm weather destination. You get to jump in a pool. You get, you know, free Bose headphones. You know, you get an NIL paycheck.
Yeah.
All those things are meaningful. But to do it one last time and have that robbed because of the coaching carousel is a shame.
Yeah, I'm with you. And before we go on to the goal, I will slightly disagree with you on this point, though, about Notre Dame. I don't think that they need to go to a conference. And I'm going to tell you why. It just didn't work out this year. And people say, well, what do you mean? It just didn't. It just didn't work out. Last year, they were in the national championship and they weren't in the conference. I just think that they're crybabies today. Next year, if they end up back in the college football playoff, which they probably will be, then this will not be discussed this time next year. I just think that this was the outlier. It didn't work out. They ended up losing to a team that got in, but like a year ago, they were in the same situation in terms of not being in the conference. They just ended up having a better team last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's a memorandum of understanding that if they're ranked in the top 12, starting next year, they will get in the college football playoff regardless.
Yeah, so no, I'm with you.
They're going to get their way next year anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, let's talk about the Golden Gophers. We're talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. They end up in the Rate Bowl, and they will be facing New Mexico. I guess before we get to them getting placed in that bowl game, what would be the letter grade that you would give Gopher football before getting to the bowl game for the season?
Ooh, that's tough. I'd probably go B-. I think just given the fact that they were able to win seven games with a redshirt freshman quarterback.
Wait, did you say A-?
Oh, I said B-.
Oh, I thought you said, I was like, what? Okay, all right, B-. Okay.
You're ready to go, Lake. I love it.
I was going to say there's no way you gave them an A- and they went winless on the road.
Yeah, no. No way. I think just given the fact that they've got, I think, 80% of their team coming back next year, they had a redshirt freshman quarterback. I think when you look at a few of the road losses, Northwestern and Cal, who ended up firing their coach, those are the ones that got away from them. And it's just kind of the status quo for this team that, there's always a couple of games that you wish you wanted back.
Are we privy to NIL deals for athletes? The reason why I'm asking you is because, we heard about how much money the kid from Tennessee got last year, and then he tried to renegotiate, and it didn't work out, and Tennessee moved on, and he went to UCLA, and things really weren't great for him this year with that. I ask that because when I look at Drake Lindsey, like, he's worth something. And, like, he's a good young quarterback. And you know that in the portal, there's always going to be somebody kind of calling, however they go through whatever channels, to see if they can scoop up a kid.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's could be a concern for the Gophers. I think when you look at where they are in revenue sharing, every team probably gets around $15 million in revenue sharing. And then there's NIL, which is another pot that's raised by the collective to do marketing deals and that kind of thing if you do it above board. The Gophers are in the bottom third when it comes to NIL funds within the Big Ten. And to your point of why I give them a B letter grade is because they finished seventh in the league and they have bottom third money. I think that's really important and relevant in today's landscape. PJ Fleck, I thought it was interesting when he was announcing his recruiting class, talked about how he brought Drake Lindsey into the roster building process and try to go behind the scenes and let him know who they were looking at, what his feedback was on the players they were targeting to try to get him more weapons. And I think that was definitely in the back of his mind of looking to find unique ways to try to keep Drake Lindsey in the fold to say, hey, we know we can't give you the biggest NIL money, but we're trying to surround you with playmakers, and we're bringing you into the process to give you a kind of a sense of ownership of that. So I think that was kind of a unique way of how they were trying to do things differently, knowing that they don't have the deepest pockets.
Are you looking forward to going to Phoenix?
I just spent the last hour outside shoveling. The answer is yes.
You're looking forward to going to the bowl game, man. That'd be like, I love going. Well, let me say this. I like Arizona a lot. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm an expert on Phoenix, Arizona, because typically when I go to Arizona, I don't spend a ton of time in Phoenix. I'm typically in Scottsdale.
Yeah, my wife and I usually stay in Scottsdale. I try to coax her into getting a hike in. We'll do Camelback or Pistawa or some other hike. So yeah, we enjoy going there. We like going to Scottsdale. I think it's got a little bit of character to it, at least old Scottsdale, not new money Scottsdale, but just the weather. I was looking at the forecast once they make the announcement. It's 75 and sunny every day, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Do you know anything quite yet about New Mexico? Because I gotta be honest, I don't.
So Jason Eck is their head coach. He's a first year guy. He played at Wisconsin. He's from Wisconsin. He's from La Crosse. Played for Wisconsin, was a graduate assistant under Barry Alvarez. Kind of was a career assistant for a while at Minnesota State, Mankato, Winona State, South Dakota State, and then he got his first head coaching job at Idaho a few years ago. Did a nice job with that program. New Mexico is not known for its college football, obviously. They had a 9-win season here this year. They beat UCLA. They were competitive against Michigan in the season opener at the Big House. So they don't get a Big 12 team like the Iowa States and the Kansas States that we talked about at the top, but they've got a real challenging team in the Lobos.
Yeah. All right, let's flip the page and then look at the, because I know that we'll talk at some point before that bowl game happens. But NCAA college basketball, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, last Wednesday, they knocked off Indiana, the 22nd ranked team at the time in the country, 73-64. A signature win in the first part of the season, in this first Big Ten game for Coach Nico Medved. What do you make of this Gopher squad? Because I know that they're not deep. They're not extremely talented, but I think he's doing one heck of a job coaching right now.
That was their first win in a Big Ten opener since 2017. So that shows you how you got to go back to Pitino, a few years into Pitino to find that. So they haven't started with this kind of positivity in a while. I think when you look at the fact that they had lost three in a row going into that game, their starting point guard was lost for the year with a broken foot. It was Indiana who was ranked, who was a 9-point favorite, not to mention their starting center, a backup wing, yada, yada, yada. There were so many reasons that the Gophers should have lost, could have lost by double digits in that game. So the fact that they were able to not only be competitive, but really kind of dominate that game. They were, you know, plus 15 or 20 on the glass. They were very comfortably ahead in the second half for a while. They hit some free throws. I thought it was a great job of what they did from a grit, determination, defensive, rebounding, we just want it more status. And they also got some timely shot making that they hadn't gotten in the previous couple of games that this team really is going to need to rely on. So I thought they did a very nice job of Nico did a nice job of scheming it up and motivating his guys to pull out a nice win that I think turned a fair amount of heads. I think when Gopher basketball, men's basketball, is losing, it is crickets. It really is. But when they get a win here or there, people come out of the woodwork and are really want to know about what's going on with that team. So you can tell that the fans are there. They're just a little dormant right now.
Well, the tough part is they're facing Purdue tomorrow, and Purdue just got absolutely crushed over the weekend. They play – who is it they lost to again? I can't remember.
Iowa State.
Yeah, Iowa State crushed them. So they're looking for some payback. It's going to be at Purdue. But this is the thing. I don't think there's any downside here, even if they get crushed by Purdue, because you start the season against a good Indiana team and the team that everybody thinks could cut down the nets at the end of the year and be the national champion in Purdue. You split the first two 1-1, then you face Texas Southern, Campbell, and Farley Dickinson. I think that that's a nice start to the Big Ten season, then you face some non-conference foes before you get hop back into the Big Ten.
Yeah, I think it's still shaping up to be a long year. Like I mentioned, starting point guard out, starting center is going to be out as well. The fact that Purdue is the number one ranked team in the nation until last week, they really took it on the chin to the Cyclones. So they're definitely going to be motivated. They've got a top team, there's no doubt. I think, you know, just like we talked about, I think just trying to find a way to be competitive, be respectable in that game is totally fine. I think this is still year one for Nico, and I think it's going to be a building process. And I just think you want to see signs of development of players. Isaac Osama, I think, is probably number one. You want to see a system. You want to see a culture building, buy-in, all of those kinds of things. So it's going to be a difficult year. This is going to be one of their most difficult games of the season. But I think, you know, given the fact that you've got the Indiana win in the bank, I think gives you some free money to play with, I guess.
Hey, Andy, always a pleasure to have you on, man. Keep the shovel close by because it's still snowing.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
Ask Andy Greeter. Check out his fine work for the Pioneer Press. Joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, we'll take a break. We'll wrap up hour two, and we'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.